Time for the Morning Ireland Business News. Here's Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Mary. Telecoms firm Ericsson has announced a partnership with Enterprise Ireland and the Technical University of the Shannon, which will look at using artificial intelligence to improve networks. The company is marking 50 years of operations in Athlone, where it employs around 1,200 people. Another 300 people work at its offices in Dublin. Ericsson's CEO, Börje Ekholm, is attending an event in Athlone today to mark its anniversary. I spoke to him ahead of that and I started by asking him about its Irish operations and its AI partnership.
We have a very strong organization. We have very good people in Ireland, and that actually is the foundation for our R&D center. You know, we're announcing the partnership, as you mentioned, with Enterprise Ireland, as well as the Technical University of the Shannon. We're very excited about that because it kind of combines academic research and industry expertise into what we call the future way of managing networks. And that's really important because we need to leverage AI and Gen AI in how we manage networks going forward. It's all about trying to be what I would call them zero touch. We actually want the networks to operate by themselves, so self-adjust, self-optimize, and here AI plays a fundamental role.
You mentioned the operations in Athlone. I believe they've been in place now more than 50 years. Why is Athlone and Ireland still an attractive location for Ericsson?
Yes, it's been in place for more than 50 years or for 50 years. We started actually as a factory in 1974. But today it's an R&D center and it's an end-to-end responsibility for a big part of our portfolio. Especially on the portfolio that manages the quality overall software layer for the for managing the network. And the reason why we're there is, of course, I would say it's all about talent. We've gotten a very strong talent pool. I think we might have been early in discovering Ireland as an attractive location. So for us, we've had a very strong people. That's no doubt about it. I also think it's a business-friendly environment in Ireland that has helped us over the years, and that's, of course, critical.
Companies will refer to Ireland as being business-friendly, and part of that, of course, is around corporation tax. We have seen, though, the OECD BEPS process negate Ireland's tax advantage to a certain degree. We saw the tax ruling against Apple yesterday as well. Do factors like that make Ireland less attractive for future investment?
I cannot talk generally, right? Of course, it creates some sort of uncertainty. I can kind of understand that. But if I look at ourselves, we're so far down the road now that we have already a base, we have good people, and the team, I must say, at the site in Athlone has done a great job working on diversity, both gender, age, nationalities as well. So I think actually for us, it's a bit regardless of what happens. So I wouldn't say for us that impacts. But of course, longer term for Ireland, it's worthwhile to think about.
On your future plans, both in Ireland and globally as well, we have seen retrenchment in the tech sector in recent years. Ericsson announced 1,200 job cuts in Sweden in March. Is the organization now where it needs to be? Do you think more cuts are going to be needed in the near future?
I have learned to be around to never say never about anything. But the reality is it's such a strong site today, and it's such an important part of our operation. We're committed to Ireland. We're committed to the Athlone facility. I would say it's the right size now. We may actually see that, increase in headcount rather. Of course, it's always about availability of the competence, availability of housing, affordability of housing, etc. But we are continuing to invest in that loan.
Börje Ekholm, Ericsson's CEO there.